Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Hello. How's it going?
It's going okay. I was calling to get some information about the loan that you guys give. I'm a dentist in Houston, and I received something in the mail.
I got you. Was this a voicemail that I had left you there, or was this an offer you got there in the mail?
It was mail.
I got you. Here, if we could start with your 16-digit reservation code you had there, I can pull up your profile here and see what we sent you.
Okay, it's 2411.
Okay.
4201.
Okay.
0028 5450.
Okay, just give me a second here to pull this up and see what we got here. Okay. Is this Lasting Impressions Dental Group?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And who is this that I'm speaking to?
This is Dr. Scott.
This is Allison Scott. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And are you the 100% owner there?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Let me just clarify some information here on the profile, and then we can kind of dive into what you were looking to do here. Can you just verify the billing address there? Is it 4418 Almeda Road?
Almeda. Uh-huh.
Almeda. Okay.
7004.
Okay. And Houston, Texas there?
Correct.
Okay, and just in case we lose connection here on the server, what's a good number there for you?
832-283-5546.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, so we have, many programs here, so depending on what you're looking for, I can try to kind of point you in the right direction here. What was it you were maybe looking to do?
Okay, so here's my deal. If you already owe on a loan, how's that as far as you guys? You know, some people don't want it to allow you to borrow when you owe. Like, will you pay off that? Can I use that money?
Yeah, you looking to kind of to refi a loan there? Is that what you're looking to do?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. What was the current loan situation that you had?
It's kind of the same as this, I'm thinking, but I just need more money, I guess, because I'm having some hardship over here.
I see. How's the business been lately?
Taxes. Business is fine. I messed up my taxes. I'm behind on my taxes.
I see. Did you file a 2015 extension there?
Well, they won't give it to me.
I see.
Yeah. So she's kind of giving me like an extension until November the 4th.
November 4th is the extension date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much did you owe there?
Well, it's 75.
$75,000? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how much did you have left on the current loan that you have?
It's 88.
$88,000? And who's that loan through?
Can Capital.
Can Capital, okay. What was the original amount there on the loan you took out? How much was the original balance?
The original was 80.
And it's up to 88,000?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I guess it was 112, maybe.
Okay, 112,000. 112
yeah.
Was the original, okay. If you're looking to free up some capital there, to maybe, knock off those taxes, reduce the payments there on the CAM Capital, is it a daily payment they're having you do there on the loan? What's the payment structure on it?
Yes, it's a daily payment.
Do you know what your daily payment is on it?
203.60.
203.60. Okay. And how long of a term did they give you on that?
Two years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how far into that are you on the term?
Yeah, she just told me I'm 20%. So
you're about
this
20?
Is April.
Okay, so you started in April. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with have you ever had a working capital loan before? Have you ever looked into that before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I'll kind of give you just a quick breakdown of how it works, and we'll see where we'll go from there. But it's basically an unsecured loan. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit more expensive than what you're used to with a secured loan. But how it works is it's basically...
pretty much what I have now is unsecured?
If you... What was the... Was it just a business loan you took out with CAM Capital? Do you know what the specific... Was it like a line of credit? Do you know what it was they gave you specifically?
It was a business loan, I think.
It was a business loan? Okay. Yeah, you know, with ours, it's an unsecured loan. So did they have you put up any collateral or anything like that for it?
Oh, no.
No, okay. So the way our program works is we're able to free up, depending on your gross annual sales, we basically have a percentage that we work with. Do you know what you did in gross annual sales last year?
It's like 1.2.
1.2. Okay. So based off that figure right there, you're probably looking in, I would say, probably the $95,000 to maybe $130,000that we could free up. And like I said, it's going to be unsecured cash. You can pretty much use it for however you see fit for the business. And it would probably help you at least on the taxes part. And it would definitely help you out there on the CAM Capital loan you had there. To refi the loan, you'd have to be able to get approved for double what the remaining balance is on it. So I'm not sure if we would be able to refi it, but what we can do is possibly get you just some capital to pay those taxes off, help you out on the CAM Capital situation, kind of give you a secondary position. Is that something you've looked into before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I mean, have you kind of shopped around to other places there to see what you could possibly get?
No, I haven't. Like I said, I just saw this, that it was saying that I could possibly get $250. So that's why I called.
I gotcha. Yeah, you know, based off the gross annual sales, like I said, you're probably sitting in the 95 to 140 range. The good news is, though, is on these working capital loans, they typically are shorter terms. First timers usually get in the 6 months to 24 months on the term length. And what you can actually do is halfway through, you can look at refinancing options where you'll get access to more cash at longer terms at lower rates. So it'll allow you to get through these taxes. You can take a chunk out of CAM Capital, and then once you get halfway through, we could look at refinancing options to get the rest of that paid off once the balance is lower.
So you're saying that it will have to be paid off in 6 months?
Depending on how long the term length you qualify for, about halfway through I was just saying in a situation where if you got a 12-month term. but yeah, just depending on what you get approved for. When were you looking to bring this on?
Well, right now, I just kind of wanted to see the options. Of course, it has to be before November. So
uh-huh.
I just kind of call around and see what does this entail.
Yeah. On the 75 that you owe on taxes, is that like a lien that you have on you, or is that just straight-up taxes
no lien yet. That's what
okay.
I'm trying to get to. It's not a
That's
lien.
What you're trying to avoid?
But, you know, it's like, I need the 250 because I want to pay, because that's some back taxes, but I need to pay this year taxes. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I definitely get what you're saying, and if it's capital that you need, that's definitely something we can help you out with. I don't think we're going to be able to get you the 250 all at once, but like I said, we can look at refinancing options halfway through the terms, and we can get you some additional capital there, and you can pretty much build your way up to that. But I would definitely say the main focus here is taking care of those taxes. If you have the lien on, lenders are not legally not allowed to even lend to you. So avoiding that situation,
right.
I definitely think is the number one
concern. Yeah, exactly. That's
concern.
What I'm trying not to do.
Are you able to make the daily payments there on the CAM Capital as of now? Is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a problem. I'm just trying to pay these taxes. Now, can I get this in addition to the CAM Capital maybe?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. It would be more of a secondary position there, where it would just be a secondary loan there that you would have access to, that you can pretty much use it for however you see fit. And the thing is as far as the application process goes, we can get you an answer in about 24 hours once the paperwork's in. And I know if this is coming around the corner here, the last thing you're going to want to do is wait till November 1st to have an answer from someone. So kind of getting a rough estimate of what we can free up for you might make it a little bit easier there on the situation.
Okay. How do you say it? Okay. All right. And so is there like a direct number that I can call you so I can just deal with one person every time I call?
Yeah. So I have a direct line here. Do you actually have a good email there? And I could just shoot you all my contact information. What's a good email there for you?
It's DR. So it's Dr. Allison Scott. So.
Allison.
One L.
One L, okay.
DRALISONSCOTT at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com, okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you over that information. It's just going to have a summary of the offer we did send out. For the approval process, all we need is the one-page app that'll be attached to it. It'll have 6 months of your most recent bank statements that we would need, and then it's just your most recent tax return. Have you not filed 2015 then yet, I'm assuming?
Correct.
Okay, so we would just need 2014, and then I could just basically explain to the underwriters the situation with 2015. You're still in the process of filing it, so we wouldn't probably need the copy of that just because you're in the process of it. But as soon as you get that over to me, I can submit it to underwriters, and we can get you some hard numbers there in about 24 hours for both what you're going to get approved for and pretty much the structures of what we would be able to get you in. And like I said, once you're in the system, you've proven you can make the payments, we can get that tax break that you have on you right now taken care of. It'll probably free up some credit space for you too, and we can look at refinancing options there to get the CAM capital taken care of too down the road.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
All right, Allison. Well, I'll shoot this over here. When might be a good time there to follow up with you if I don't hear back?
Probably Friday.
Friday there? Okay. And mm-hmm. Is this something you think you could get over to me fairly quick? I know it's...
I need to talk to my accountant because I got to figure this out too. So just let me let it all soak in for a minute.
of course.
This Friday.
Sounds good. Is there a good time there that works for you on Friday?
I'm actually off Friday, so anytime after 10. Great.
After 10?
My time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you guys are located in Texas, so is it 3:30 there right now?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys are 2 hours ahead. So 2 hours ahead, I'll just put that down there for you. So yeah, I'll maybe try and follow up with you here around maybe would be like 11 or 12 work for you.
Okay.
Okay, we'll try and shoot for in between 11 and 12, and we'll circle back there and touch base then.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, it was great talking to you, Allison. We'll be in touch.
Uh-huh, thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.